reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love, on Binge Networks TV. So, I have a question for you. Would you like to know how to repair your aura when S... happens? If your answer is yes, you're going to want to meet my dear friend and colleague, Suzanne J. Wilson, MPA. She is going to share her six keys to repairing your aura so you can be balanced and brave and love yourself completely. As a lifelong clairvoyant and educator of 20 plus years, Suzanne Wilson can see her clients' auras simply by hearing their voices. And she has guided many into creating their own personal routines for auric self-care and repair. And today she's going to share with you her top tips for how to do this. Suzanne J. Wilson, MPA, the Carefree Medium, is an intuition expert, teaching medium, author, and an empowering keynote presenter at international conferences. Suzanne appears on Coast to Coast AM, Gaia TV, Travel Channel, Good Morning, La La Land, Amazon Prime Video, In the Life to Afterlife documentary series, Fox News, National Unity Radio, Streaming for the Soul, and CBS Radio. Suzanne is beloved for her mission. She teaches people how to realize their intuitive talents and how to make their own direct connections with their loved ones in spirit so they don't need to go and get a reading. Suzanne hosts a monthly webinar podcast called Chat with Spirit Guides. She's a founding board member emeritus of the Afterlife Research and Education Institute and its founding director of mediumship research and education. She holds a master's degree in public affairs policy, a bachelor's degree in management, and professional training from Stanford University. Calling upon her extensive experience in education and leadership, Suzanne is an impassioned and respected researcher and teacher in the areas of intuition, mediumship, healing, and the newest breakthroughs in metaphysical exploration. So without further ado, welcome Suzanne, my dear friend.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me back. You know, I'm so grateful to you for helping so many of my clients.
You're so lovely. And you know, what I was thinking is ours is a match made in heaven. Right, because you're the only medium I know who doesn't like the idea of making people medium junkies so that they have to keep going for a reading and I have my own direct connection. And so when you heard about my work, you don't need a medium. You can reconnect and talk to your loved ones in spirit without the intercessor of a medium, a channeler, or a psychic. You said, I'm into it. I'm all for it. You're the only medium I know like
I think there are more of us, and I think that there are more realizing that as we progress as a society and humanity, and we're seeing all the craziness in the world, that we're looking inside for the answers. And as we go deeper inside, the spirit people are speaking up and they are knocking on our door and they're getting our attention, and that cannot be ignored.
True. So now, speaking of a broken aura, I mean, I didn't know, people don't know. How do you know it's broken? When your leg is broken, ooh, you can't walk. How do you know when your aura is broken?
You'll feel tired, run down, angry. You may not even know why you're angry. I've had clients tell me, I'm walking through the grocery store and I see someone and I feel like I just want to choke that person. It makes no sense to have
wait
that.
Minute, you know? Wait a minute, that's not PMS?
Yeah, well, there's that. And you know what? PMS actually doesn't do anything negative to the aura. It's something within us. It's a process. But that's a good point to make because I do get asked that question. But it's a general malaise. It's an inertia. It's a feeling of I can't, I won't, I shouldn't. And feelings of shame will come up too.
You know, I was thinking that, you know, there are commonalities from field to field, right? And if we're talking in the world of psychoanalysis or we're talking in the spiritual world, the idea of a broken or shattered aura is connected to trauma, right? So we know that when people are abused emotionally, physically, sexually, we hear that their soul leaves their body. that's, I think, the thing that you're describing of the aura being broken or shattered.
That's exactly right. And so many of the times when I sense or see an aura, I can tell you how deep that injury goes and the depth of the injury, and sometimes the tonal qualities to the colors that I sense will tell me how early it is. And it's very rare that I would see an auric injury that doesn't have some kind of genesis in childhood.
Right. And so is the repair of the aura the same thing that we hear about soul retrieval?
Not exactly. The repair of the aura is a daily discipline that anyone can adopt, even today, and start living a life that is healthy, emotionally balanced, and they'll be able to not necessarily keep themselves from having an emotion, but be able to recognize it at the moment that it comes in and sort of capture it and not allow it to set them up to create more negativity in their lives.
So, you know, it's funny because I've been doing a lot of research and writing. I just finished a book, it's not out yet, called Conquering the Global PTSD Pandemic, because from what I understand now, all it takes is one accident, one stress, one illness for the body to be depleted of all of its magnesium stores. And when that happens, it triggers something called HPA axis dysfunction, hippocampus pituitary axis dysfunction, which instantly triggers PTSD. And it's the result of rapid excretion of magnesium, and it's reversed through the supplementation of magnesium. The only caveat is we can't take it orally because at a medicinal dose, we get the poops. So putting it on the skin is the way to bypass the digestion, which is why I now recommend the electromagnesium. So I am thinking that the depletion of the magnesium is what ruptures the aura.
It is a very large part of that, the magnesium and potassium also. In fact, I just this week had my routine lab work and got the phone call, your potassium is dangerously low. And I hear this all of the time, but for me, that just tells me, okay, I've got to work a little harder. I have to work at this too, because in the work that I do in teaching, and I also still do readings, in that work, I can take on the pain of the other person. Even though I feel like I haven't, it can linger in my auric field. And you find that people who work as mediums, counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, mental health care workers will have big magnesium deficiencies, and sometimes potassium goes along with that.
It's interesting because serum blood tests, that if your magnesium looks low in a blood test, you're one step away from bodily death. Because the way this works, the body has to keep a regular level of magnesium in your bloodstream or your heart stops. So many people are cellularly deficient and don't know it because their blood work looks normal. The doctor says you're fine, but right, you're not fine, right? Your heart rhythm will stop. So we pull it out of the cells, we're cellularly deficient, but the heart is being pumped by what's flowing in the bloodstream, but we're deficient. And if you correct your magnesium, the potassium will fix itself, it turns out. So I want to ask you something. You said that you can read an aura just by the voice, right?
Right.
So let me be your guinea pig. So, I mean, I'm letting myself be naked here. We've never done this before.
Okay, cool.
Hear the voice and read the aura. Want to read mine?
First thing that I do, I've already grounded and centered myself for the day. That's something I do first thing in the morning. It's good all day long. When I see my toothbrush first thing in the morning, oh, did I do my grounding and centering today? Toothbrush is my cue. If no, I go back and do it. Well, of course they did, so I'm ready.
Grounding, let's take a little aside for that, because the grounding, it's funny because James Van Praagh told me to my face, which I thought was a surprising. He said, every morning I turn off my crown chakra so nothing comes in. This is what he does. And this is part of his preparation. And then when he's showering, he washes all the garbage through the drain, you know, like a cleansing of whatever residue he carried, which I would think you'd want to do the same day, not the next morning. But anyway, so is what he's doing part of how you ground?
You turn off. Everybody, and this is one of the six keys, is rituals. And what are the best rituals in the world? I'm going to let you in on a secret right now. The best rituals for protecting your energy are those rituals that you will do every single day. You know, it's just like when you buy a life insurance policy, the insurance salesperson, you ask them what's the best policy, the one you'll pay the premiums and keep in force, right? So you can create your own daily practices that are like your psychic self-defense against bringing in what I call spiritual dust bunnies, that little gray energy, that stagnant energy. It's like you vacuum under your bed, y'all. Don't you want to vacuum out your aura?
So you clean at the, I would think, you know, at the end of the day, you would visualize letting everything go down the shower, out the drain, if, rather than the morning. Right.
Well, I'll tell you my rituals besides the grounding and protection, which is me using a golden bubble or protection in the morning. I'll take a little intentional white light shower at different times during the day. Let's say I'm on the freeway. Somebody cuts me off and you're like, oh, you could have caused an accident. You get that feeling. White light shower. It's just like a mantra. And I, as a clairvoyant, will actually see the white light. But because your intention is strong, because you use these practices every day, they instantly work. So I'm taking these white light showers all the time. I'm also a big proponent of the prayer and meditation. And I think what people miss in the prayer and meditation is they think, I can't meditate. I've got a monkey mind. Thoughts are coming in. Da, 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 da. I think everybody thinks that meditation is perfection. That meditation is, I sat in this perfect Zen state, you know, for 2 hours, and boy, I nailed it. Ha ha, look at me. You know, unless you're a Buddhist monk, nobody's really going to nail that. Okay. So meditation can be taking care of your plants. I walk around my office and take care of my plants, say hello to them, and that's part of my meditation. So you create, as one of the six keys, you create rituals. That is the word, rituals. So I've got my daily rituals pretty much done, the ones that set me up for the day. So I'm ready to read your aura.
Ha! All right. Well, here we go.
Okay. There's two kinds of clairvoyance. There's objective and subjective. Objective is seeing the aura like it's an object in the room. I see it with these eyes. Subjective is seeing the aura or anything in spirit form with the third eye. It's more like a daydream. So I'm going to see yours object. Yeah, I am going to see it objectively. Okay. How deep do you want to go, Dr. Love?
Whatever you want to just go, you go.
Okay. Well, there's some orange in the aura, and it's like the part of it is a little bit cloudy and the rest of it is vibrant and almost fluorescent. And so when I tune in, I say, okay, tell me about the cloudy orange. The cloudy orange goes to the body, is telling me about a bodily function. And that would be the sacral chakra. So I'm thinking female problems or anything, something in the abdomen.
Okay, you are so dead on, because I just came off a 3-week total fast.
Woo!
Of no food whatsoever, just juice and broth and tea. Extremely difficult to the body.
But it's worth it, because then I see the fluorescent orange coming in and taking over. And that is the brightest energy that you could get in that area. That's really, really good. But part of that orange also, to me, has the book in it that you're going to publish. And I have to tell you that there's one right on the heels of that book. A second little book flies in behind it in the orange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I know it's going to be amazing, but who wants to write a book right after you've written a book? You would, because you're a prolific and awesome writer, but anyway, there's people that if I tell them they're going to write a book, they're like, no, 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 no. And then they'll say, oh, well, I have a manuscript I've had for 15 years.
Right. So
pink. And then pink is your overall color. And pink is a higher expression of the heart color. Okay, so green would be like your basic auric color for the heart. A lot of hospitals, pink, green walls. It's a healing color. Pink is the next vibrational level up. This is something I see with people who are very good at loving themselves, but even more so, giving without expectation of anything in return to others. It's the center of compassion and healing. And so your overall color is, you're in the pink zone, baby.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's my, now, can you see when you look at an aura, if it's broken, if it's fragmented, do you see splinters?
Yeah, I see, and everybody, and I want to be clear about something. it is not a horrible thing to have a rip or tear in your aura. We all have them. It's like some of them are like a hangnail and some of them are a gaping hole.
And some are some like a hemorrhoid.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, they come with the human experience. But if you have a hangnail and it keeps catching on things and it keeps bothering you, don't you eventually get the clippers out and take care of it? So why wouldn't you take care of your aura every single day before it rips and gets bloody and infected and blah? You know, I'm getting kind of gross here to make a point.
See it. You're able to see auras. You know, when I was speaking at that Life in the Afterlife conference, we hired a videographer to film me, and the film showed my aura. So a lot of times when you can't see your aura, it'll show up in a film or a photograph, right?
Yes, it will, because there's no dispute that auras are real, that every living thing or person has them. This is a scientific fact, okay? But what do we do with that information now? You can also learn how to sweep your body, rub your hands together a little bit to wake up your hand chakras, and sweep your body, and notice, is there anything that feels different? Like, you might be sweeping upward, and you'll feel everything's pretty neutral, but then, let's say I get to my stomach, oh, there's a hot spot or a cold spot. How do I interpret that? Anything that feels a little different from the other sensations, this is an area to focus on. So if I got to my stomach and I felt it was different from the rest of my body, I'd do something to help my solar plexus. The solar plexus, the center of personal power. Where am I not being empowered in my life right now? Where am I not asserting myself that I need to? And it only takes a little bit of practice to do these things, but that's really a helpful ritual.
Yeah, so you know what we're going to have to do when we come back? We're going to talk about how you repair your aura and when you know to do it and how you do it. And now, is there anything on my aura that needs tending, mending, clipping?
I see over the right shoulder, there seems to be almost like a spike type of thing coming in over the right shoulder. And I don't know exactly what this is.
Except you're a genius. Do you know what it is?
No.
I was in a train crash many years ago, and I have an injury in my neck.
Oh, see, did you see where I'm pointing?
You're pointing right where it is.
Yeah.
Where I'm bone on bone and the disc is not there. So people don't know unless you've read my memoir and you know all the asterisk stuff that I've been through, right? But that is one of the things, yes, and you felt it right there. So it's not an aura?
It is in the aura. It's not huge, but let me tell you what this means to you. If you were to start doing illegal drugs recreationally, if you would start drinking heavily, if you would get so angry and worked up that you couldn't sleep and your nutrition went to hell, a spiritual dust bunny, a stagnant energy would go, that opening seems just big enough now. I can jump in there and penetrate her aura, right? So it makes you a little bit vulnerable, but because you're you, you're fine.
Right. You know, it's interesting because when I went to Rhythmia Costa Rica, they made a week around my work where I was teaching. And at night, people did the ayahuasca ceremonies. And they had a rule, you cannot go into the ceremony if you're not drinking and smoking. And I knew there is no way I'm going to do that because I'm already not all here. And that if I do it, I'll just be gone. I just knew that particular drug, it would just not be good. So the shaman did me a huge gift and let me come in to the ceremony, even though I didn't drink or smoke. And I just laid in the room all night listening to everybody barfing and pooping. It was a very charming
experience. I'll bet.
But at sunrise, they brought me to them. And they did a healing on me where they just spit the ayahuasca on me. And that was enough just for it to be in the air and near me. I had heartburn for days. So you're absolutely right. I'm too delicate to take drugs or any of that. Absolutely. I'm confirming what you're saying.
And we're glad that you are who you are because you've helped hundreds of thousands of people. And so what that means is because you are in service to the earth, and people can be in service to the earth right where they are. They don't have to have a platform like your huge platform, but because you are in service to the earth, you will have angelic beings protecting you, and they know everything about you. They know the things that you perceive as injury and weakness, and they see it all as perfection and beauty, and they will help you.
Oh, isn't it? And but I'm just confirming how right on you are, because we never discussed any of this and you went right to it, girl. All right, let's take a break. Okay. I'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV.
It's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com, and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Are you grieving the loss of a deceased loved one? Are you afraid that your grief is never going to end? Or do you suspect that you may have unfinished business with a loved one in spirit? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, author of the number one Hay House bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. And if you said yes to any of my questions, you're going to want to join me for my first online webinar at Lilydale Assembly, where I'm going to reveal the three tragic mistakes that will keep you grieving forever and show you how to use my transdimensional grief resolution method and dialoguing with the departed technique to reconnect, resolve unfinished business, heal your grief, and experience incredible joy and transformation in every area of your life. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Lilydale online on July 18th from 9:30 to 12:30 Eastern Time. To register, visit lilydaleassembly.org. That's L-I-L-Y-D-A-L-E assembly.org. See you at Lilydale on July 18th.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV. I'm talking with my dear friend and colleague, Suzanne J. Wilson, the Carefree Medium. I just love you. Every time we get together, it's just so special.
Yeah, maybe we were soul sisters in a past life, but we certainly are in this.
I know. And there's just such an easy connection that we have. And always when we get together, I always get greedy and I say, can we stay in touch more? I always nag you like that.
Well, I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity because, you know, we all know that people are really in the stuff right now in their lives. And I don't know about your inbox. It's probably jammed with requests for help. Mine certainly is. And there's so many simple things that people can do right now to feel better about themselves and to feel hopeful about the future.
So let's get practical now in this second segment about how you can heal, repair, mend your aura when you feel that it's a bit broken or in tatters. And is the technique that you use for yourself the same thing that you would recommend that everyone does on herself or himself?
I'm going to provide an outline that anyone can use and adapt it to their preferences and play around and experiment with it. Now, we talked about the fact that there are six keys, and we'd already talked about rituals, and rituals being one of the keys. For example, the grounding and the centering, the white light shower, things like that. And I want people to know that those are real. Those are not just happening up in here in the mind. They're happening on the etheric plane with your aura. So let's move into what are the other five. Well, they're earth, air, water, fire, and spirit. Sound familiar? And that's because most major religions and schools of thought and metaphysics talk about the elements. And I realized one day as I was looking over my notes, and I'm a copious note taker, journal keeper, that all the things that I'm showing students to do and all the things I'm doing for myself fit into rituals and the five elements. And so let me give you an example. Let's start with earth, Gaia, the earth. Gaia wants to heal us. Gaia is alive with a personality. Gaia wants us walking on the earth and hiking and appreciating the beauty of nature. We need that 5 or 10 minutes of sun every day. And we've been hearing about with the coronavirus.
Sun, we need an hour with no sunscreen to repair ourselves, to make the pituitary function right, to manufacture an hour.
Well, think about this. We've been told for years to avoid the sun at all costs. I have, 50 sunblock in everything.
Okay. Look at my skin. I moved to Florida. I started using the transdermal magnesium. Look at me. I just turned 62 this past Sunday.
Oh, you were luminous.
To
be fair, you look good before. You just look luminous now.
Right, but now what I do, since I'm using the electrotransdermal, it helps convert the vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So I don't burn. I can swim in the ocean. I do not burn. I wear no sunscreen anymore. I could be like you with the 50 and the nut. Yeah. And I don't burn.
I'm just getting over avoiding the sun, and it took the coronavirus to get me to pay attention to that. And I've lived in Florida. Now I live in Carefree, Arizona. So now I'm sitting outside with my dogs in the sun every day and gardening, digging in the earth, even walking outside barefoot where it's okay to do that, but something with the earth. But also when it comes to the earth element, that has to do with what you put in your body that comes from the earth. The plants, the foods, the nutrients, the vitamins, the animals, all of the things that you put in. So think of earth as a large category. And, with all of these six keys, just take a few minutes right after this session and sit down and write, what are the three things out of each one of these that resonate with me?
That's great. So the earth, and you know, because I moved to Florida now and I got away from the ticks in Dutchess County, New York, I have so many cases of untreated Lyme. In fact, would you believe for the first time in how many decades this cleanse is pushing out the chronic Lyme? I sprouted a Lyme rash coming out of my
unbelievable
after decades. So now I can lay in the grass and I lay a blanket down every day and the bunnies sit with me. Oh my God.
And you'll find that animals will be more attracted to you because your energy is in a neutral state when you're with earth and allowing earth to heal you. Then we come to air as the next element. I'm always telling people, check your breathing. Just during the day, you might even set an alarm on your watch or on your phone. Check your breathing and exhale. Just stop and go, okay, I'm going to exhale. If you get that ragged breath that's like this, as you exhale, you know that you have not been properly breathing for at least 15 minutes or more. And if you're not properly breathing, you're not oxygenating the body. And so the aura will reflect that starvation of oxygen.
Oh, that's so true.
It breathe. And so when you catch yourself doing that, and anytime you want to feel better or more centered, just lay the palms of your hands on your stomach, your belly, and take three big deep breaths in. In through the nose, out through the mouth. You know what that does to the body. Instant, the three breaths.
Instant parasympathetic, which is P for peace.
And perfect. Just to continue the alliteration on, you know, it's nice to go get that 90-minute massage to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, but you can't always do that. You can do this anytime during the day. So air is super important.
And it literally isn't just that it puts you into the parasympathetic mode. You're repairing your aura as you do it.
And it shows. I can watch students in a class. In January, before the lockdown, I had 60 students in a room. And as they were breathing, I could see the gray leave the aura. I could see their light expand so that it was hitting all the walls, it was going through the ceiling, just from the breaths before we did anything else.
That's awesome.
And also that extends to the quality of your air as you sleep. Do you need a dehumidifier? Do you need a humidifier? You know, where I live, I need some humidity. Where you live, you probably need to take some out while you sleep.
What if you have sleep apnea, which is so common, right? You're gasping for air, right?
Here's how I see that in the aura. I see a pillow that's black over the person's crown chakra. Because what it is doing is it's starving them from connecting with their own higher self. It is. It's blocking that. It narrows that connection in the aura. So it comes down to almost like a little tube. It's supposed to be a big funnel or a big bar of light, because they don't have the energy to connect with their own intuitive self from the sleep apnea.
That's awesome. And you know, this is just a little tip. People think, oh, I have to use the CPAP machine. You can just get your dentist to make you a mouth guard.
I have one.
Right? The mouth guard forces the jaw to not go backwards so you don't block the airway. But sleep apnea is one of the many conditions. In my new book, I talk most of the diseases and disorders and conditions are magnesium deficiency in disguise, including sleep apnea.
And they also affect the jaw.
Right.
All this alignment in this area can really wreak havoc on the auric field and make entryways, little holes and digs in the aura where other things can come in. And so people may start with like a TMJ disorder or something like that, and they go lie down with that, and meanwhile all this other stuff starts to creep in.
This is what you keep on pointing out again and again. When there is a Swiss cheese-like effect in the aura, the spiritual dust bunnies can enter.
Right.
Low energies, crap, garbage. Okay.
And that can also be other people's energies. You know, if you know, the old adage, you can't choose, what people say to you or do to you. You have no control, but you can choose how you respond to what people say to you or do to you. And so seeking an outlet from one of these elements will make you strong to where you don't take into your energy, you don't put into your aura insults, judgments. You know, I literally see those as living energies in the aura when people accept them. You can blow them off and also stop giving second and third chances.
You know, that's so interesting. Because in the shrink world, we would talk about boundaries. We would talk about a psychological insulation barrier. So you're describing these psychic mechanisms in a spiritual way, but it's all one and the same. How do you have boundaries so the crap doesn't come in? So only the love comes through, but the toxicity doesn't get through this invisible mesh.
It's very insightful. That's exactly how these two disciplines come together.
It's amazing. I never really put it together until now. Right. So we have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment to continue cleaning our aura. Be back with you in a moment.
It's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Are you grieving the loss of a deceased loved one? Are you afraid that your grief is never going to end? Or do you suspect that you may have unfinished business with a loved one in spirit? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, author of the number one Hay House bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. And if you said yes to any of my questions, you're going to want to join me for my first online webinar at Lilydale Assembly, where I'm going to reveal the three tragic mistakes that will keep you grieving forever and show you how to use my transdimensional grief resolution method and dialoguing with the departed technique to reconnect, resolve unfinished business, heal your grief, and experience incredible joy and transformation in every area of your life. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Lilydale online on July 18th from 9:30 to 12:30 Eastern Time. To register, visit lilydaleassembly.org. That's Lilydale assembly.org. See you at Lilydale on July 18th.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one. Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV. I am having such a great time with my soul sister, Suzanne J. Wilson, the Carefree Medium. We're talking about how to clear and repair your aura. So can we continue now with the rest of your really great technique?
Sure. Okay, so we've addressed the first three keys. We have our rituals. We've talked about earth and air. And I've encouraged everybody to, with each of those keys, pick three things that you will do to protect your aura that fits in line with those. We gave just one example. For earth, we talked about your connection with nature. Now, the other three are fire, water, and spirit or soul. So when I talk about fire, for me, what brings fire to my belly is the sense that I am making a difference in the world, even if it's just in my own neighborhood. For example, just going out and picking up garbage that kids have thrown on the street. I've done that. And that actually makes me feel good to somebody else that might give them anger. So this is super subjective. Fire in the belly is also a passion project that I have that I'm working on. Fire in the belly is also sitting down and playing the piano for 2 hours nonstop without, you know, looking at my phone, anything like that. So I have to feel the fire in the belly, but also have a visual of the fire. I light candles and I'll do a candle meditation and look at that flame and then close my eyes. And as I close my eyes, I've looked at that flame so long, I can start to see a flame in my mind's eye. Sometimes I'll even see my third eye there. And it's like a little psychic strength building a fire. For many years, I was scared of fire. I could not light the barbecue. I had to go get my husband or somebody to do it. And once I started my prayer and meditation and opening up to my abilities, I lost that. So think about what gives you passion and purpose. What is your fire in the belly?
Yes. Very nice. And could it be even a hobby?
Absolutely. I have a gentleman who, he was very depressed. His wife had passed. All of his buddies had passed. He had always had a World War II gathering of the buddies once a year. It was the first year they said, there's not enough of us still alive to have it. And he just called me up and said, I'm so depressed. And I said, what did you do when you were a kid that you enjoyed? And he said, my dad and I used to make model cars. And he goes, I wish I'd kept them. And I said, make a new collection. And so then I started getting these emails where he'd show me one, you know, before with all the parts and the pieces and then after. And he started doing these really radical, cool things to them, you know, like adding, what are those doors that lift up like a DeLorean? He'd put them on a Ford model or something. I mean, the guy was so crazy creative. Long story short, he ended up going to a club and displaying this and he met a lady. You never know where your passion's going to go. And the purpose isn't, you know, to get something out of it other than the sheer joy of the creation.
When you're doing it without an expected outcome, the energy flows. When you let go, the energy flows. And then if it's your destiny to meet someone, well, you're in your passion and you're more plugged in and more likely to meet someone. Yeah.
If you're doing the fire daily, what could that be? That could be as simple as lighting the candle and sitting in a minute of silence. And I don't mean you have to sit and pray and meditate at that moment, but that alone will trigger that element. And you can then take that a step further if you're ready. You want to go down this rabbit hole and invoke a violet flame. There is there in metaphysics, there's something called the violet flame of Saint Germain, or you can call it the violet flame or the flame of the angels. Ask it to come in and give it permission to burn away anything in your auric field that does not belong to you. And then furthermore, what happens to that energy is it almost becomes like a metaphysical ash. And these ashes go down to Gaia, to Earth, where I believe it gets neutralized and recycled for future positive use, because matter cannot be destroyed. It simply changes form. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do with fire. You only have to pick three things.
What's also so awesome about you is what a great teacher you are. You are so articulate and so clear in the way you teach. Thank you.
Well, you know what's funny? I like to cut right to it, but then explain it in easy words. And my mom says, you know, I came out of the womb teaching a class.
Oh, I believe that about you. I totally do. Okay, so what's the next thing?
Water. Okay, what percent of the human body is comprised of water or fluids? Almost all of it, right?
I was thinking back to the PMS metaphor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're holding even more water.
Right, exactly.
Water, 70%?
It's at least 70%. I've seen 70, 73, 75. You know, it depends on what fluids you count, serums, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we are water-based beings. And I have chronic pain. I'd rather not say what the disease is that runs in my family, because I want everybody to relate to this and not just get labeled. But there is a chronic hereditary disease that affects the immune systems of people in my family. And I have a family member much younger than me who's completely debilitated with it. But what she can do is she can swim in a pool. You know, it's low resistance. It's very healing for her. And I think that anybody who can immerse themselves in water, whether it's a saltwater bath, which we know that is a great cleanser, that's very, very good for you. And also the hydration. Look into whether alkaline water is good for you.
Magnesium bath is a big thing.
That's what I do. I absolutely do. I add lavender to the magnesium bath. And then another thing when I get out of that bath is to shower off and say, I intend that my angels change this water into white light. Uh-huh. And so it's just, it is very, very cleansing. Rose oil spray is something I use a lot, just to spray the room. And there's that water mixed with the rose oil, spray my heart chakra. You know, just keep it nice and clean that way. But there's so much that you can do with water.
And even the drinking.
I drink the water.
Magnesium water with the magnesium, the food grade electromagnesium flakes.
Oh.
Electrifying myself with the water.
And I will say that the electromagnesium has helped three people that I know that just in the last few days, or the last 3 weeks, I would say, since you were on a panel with me, that I've told about it. And they're like, I'm putting away the CBD cream because this stuff is better.
Absolutely true. And I don't sell it, which shows it's
I know.
I'm not even an affiliate or
anything. I know. That's what I was getting. I was getting is what's your percent, you know, and like kind of kidding, but really they wonder. Nothing. It just works.
Exactly. So would you believe we only have a minute left? I don't know where the time went. And I want to make sure everybody has your coordinates, how to find you. And I'd like to promote whatever it is that you'd like to promote now.
Well, stay with me in this 1 minute because I'm going to talk fast, because you want to get the sixth key, which is an element. Okay, carefreemedium.com. And I host the monthly podcast that Dr. Love mentioned called Chat with Spirit Guides. We do an hour of teaching and an hour of life issue readings for people on the call. I'm starting a class at the end of September that is past lives. Everything's online now. You can also check me out on Amazon on the Life to Afterlife series. So the last one is spirit, soul, your soul self. And by spirit, I mean what will protect your aura are acts of kindness towards yourself and acts of kindness towards others, especially others who can do nothing for you. So all of these things make you more intuitive. Why does an act of service make you more intuitive? It plugs you into the matrix, the unity, the one, the all. It makes you remember who you truly are as a soul.
You make me remember. who I am as a soul. Every time I see you, you open my heart. My soul sings just to be with you, Suzanne.
Thank you. I know. I feel like I get a hug whenever I hear your voice on the phone, and we all need a hug right now.
I'm sending you a hug and everybody watching the TV show, listening to us. And I'm going to take the month of August off. I've never done this before. I'm not going to do any shows in August. Take a break, and I'll be back with everyone in September. Suzanne, keep me posted on how everything goes for you.
You bet. Thanks again for having me.
Loved having you. See you soon. Take care.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.